A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we bring fascinating topics for you and we try to gather pearls of wisdom and knowledge. Today, the topic is very interesting, fascinating, and inshallah, you will find it very informative. What is the topic? The verse of Salat al-Nabi. We'll be talking about Durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from the Holy Quran, what is the order and what ulama they have talked about that very verse. We have covered one episode before on this very topic and we'll continue inshallah from where we left last time. Be with us from start till end. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas, Attar Qadri Damat, Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you're watching this program, you can make this intention, you will remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. So, last week we were talking about a verse, which is regarding Salat al-Nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Ahzab, Para 22, verse number 56. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا Translation, Allah and His angels send blessings upon the Prophet. O you who believe, send blessings upon him and much salutations. This is the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioned in the Holy Quran. So we have been ordered, there is a commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama, they write in this regard that once in a life, it is fard upon us to send durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to recite salat ala Nabi. Once is fard, obligatory. And then, whenever you mention the dhikr of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, or you hear the blessed name of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, or the dhikr of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, once reciting salat upon Nabi is wajib, necessary in any gathering or any majlis. So remember, the one who does the dhikr of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, or hears the dhikr of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam, mention of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam, and does not recite salat upon Nabi, so he is as he has abandoned wajib, he has missed wajib, right? And because of this, he will be a sinner. It's not that just when the blessed name of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, then only durood is to be recited. Rather, anything, any name of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam, which refers to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Huzur, Rasul-e Hashimi, our master, like this, these titles, we have to send salat ala Nabi, as it is the dhikr of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And it is wajib, it is necessary to recite salat upon Nabi upon hearing or doing the dhikr of Mustafa. alayhi salat wa taslim. Now, if in one sitting, the dhikr of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salat wa salam, mention of Rasulullah alayhi salat wa salam is happening again and again, again and again. Regarding this, Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman writes that one should send salat upon Nabi alayhi salat wa salam again and again. As many times he hears, he should keep on sending salat upon Nabi. Because any wise person would not leave anything which is full of barakas, full of blessings. He would not abandon that. So it's a total blessing. The barakas and blessings what you can receive by doing this act, why would you miss it? So as many times possible, inshallah, you can recite salat upon Nabi, because anyway you will be blessed. You will be getting so much reward. So why to get yourself deprived from that? But remember, during Arabic khutbah, during Salatul Jumu'ah, at that very time, one has to remain quiet. We cannot speak. So at that time, if you hear the blessed mention of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is fard upon you to remain quiet during khutbah. Hence, you will not recite Salat ala Nabi through your tongue. Rather, you will recite in your heart. But you will remain quiet during khutbah, as it is fard to do. Remember this ruling also. Respected viewers, there are some people who become lazy in sending salat ala Nabi, reciting durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Let me mention Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-bakhilu alladhi man dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayh. Meaning that person is miser. Before him, my dhikr was mentioned, but he did not recite salat upon me. So that such person has been considered as a miser. Bakhil, Allahu Akbar. We don't want to be bakhil. We don't want to be miser. So always, always, whenever you hear the blessed name of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, you should say at least this sigha of durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Always say this. Never miss. Because this is a full durood. This is a full salat ala nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A person who died and a grave was dug. When grave was dug, a very dangerous dark snake was found inside that grave. So people, they put the mud on top of that and they dug another grave. As soon as they dug another grave, they found another snake there too. Allahu Akbar. Finally, that snake spoke and said, no matter where you go, wherever you dug the grave, you will find me there. People, they asked, what is the reason for this? That snake spoke and replied whenever the dhikr of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam was mentioned. The name of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was mentioned. This person used to hear that but would not recite salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. He was miser in doing that. And now, due to this miserliness, I will be punishing him. جو تیرے در پہ جھکا وہ سر بلندی پا گیا جو اکڑ کر رہ گیا بے شک ذلیل و خار ہے. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the punishment of the grave. And may we send the salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim in abundance. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, the information what I'm going to share with you, it is such a soothing and beautiful information that when you will hear that, you will be inshallah azza wa jal amazed, and you will inshallah azza wa jal be much pleased and happy to be in the ummah of the best of creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allama Abdul Aziz Dabbagh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, the Jannah has got in trust, yearning for durood, likes durood so much that there are angels in the surroundings of Jannah. Whenever they send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then this Jannah starts expanding. Allahu Akbar. So until those angels keep reciting durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this Jannah keeps on expanding, Allahu Akbar Kabira. Subhanallah. Somebody questioned, why does not Jannah expand when it hears the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why it does expand only on the hearing of durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Allama Abdul Aziz Dabbagh rahmatullahi ta'ala responded, actually the fact is that Jannah has been created from the noor of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, from the light of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Hence the Jannah has got such a love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the way a son has with his father. And whenever angels send durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then Jannah tries to go towards those angels, and that's why it starts expanding. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, a Jannah which has this love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, then we are also the lovers of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and we also love Jannah. So we should also have yearning to send the durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Respective views of Madani Shan, Jannah loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. We also love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and we want to go to Jannah, isn't it? So we should send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in abundance. Let me share another beautiful information, right? Jannah has got this yearning for durood, love, devotion for durood, for salat ala nabi, because it has been created with the noor of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If you look at, in fact, each and everything has been created through the noor of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Yes, there is a hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَوَّلُ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ نُورِي وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ خُلِقَ مِن نُورِي. Allahu Akbar. The first thing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created was my noor, and everything was created through my noor. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So if Jannah loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this reason, we should also love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the same reason, because we have also been created through the noor of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should also love the durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam too. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that the noor of ghaib, Rasul-e Hashimi, Makki Madani sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, gave us the news of the day of judgment and told us that on the day of judgment, when Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam will come with a green attire, Allahu Akbar, he will be sitting in front of Arshay Ilahi, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will be watching, looking, right, from his lineage, who is going to Jannah and who is being thrown into Jahannam, the hellfire. Meanwhile, he will see one individual from the Ummah of the last Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and that individual from the Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam would be taken by the angel towards Jahannam. And when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam will see, he will proclaim, Ya Ahmad, Ya Ahmad, O Ahmad, O Ahmad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And when Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alihi salatu wasalam will call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, I will say in reply, Labbayka ya abal bashar, O father of all humans, Labbayk. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam will say, angels are taking someone from your ummah towards Jahannam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will listen, he alayhi salatu wasalam will go towards the angels, and Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam will say, oh, the angels of my Rabb, stop. The angels will say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we are angels and we do not disobey our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever hukum, whatever order is there, we obey that order. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will listen this, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam will hold his blessed beard and he will face towards Arshay Ilahi, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will request, Ya Rabbi Kareem, have you not promised with me that I will not be grieved regarding my ummah? Allahu Akbar. Now the angels will be given the order, Ati'u Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Oh angels, do obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now upon the order of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that person, that individual who was being taken to Jahannam will be brought back to Mizan. Allahu Akbar. Now the scale will be there and his a'mal, his actions will be weighed again. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Shafi'i Rozi Mahshar, the intercessor of the Ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that I will take a piece of paper from my pocket and I will recite Bismillah and I will put it into the scale of good deeds, and through the barakah of this, that scale will become heavier. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Mahshar mein gunahgar ka palla hua bhari palla pe jo wo qurb tarazu nazar aaya. Subhanallah. When the angels will start taking that individual towards Jannah, he will say, oh angels, please stop. Let me say something to this great personality. Allahu Akbar. Then he will say, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. How beautiful, radiant is this face. What great akhlaq, manners you possess. You showed mercy upon my tears and you got me forgiven. Who are you? It will be said, I'm your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this was your durood, this was your salat ala Nabi, which you had recited. And I had saved this for this very day. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madinah, did you see that? This is the blessing of sending salawat and salutations upon the best of creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And insha'Allah azza wa jal, we don't only get benefits of salat ala nabi in this dunya. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, in the hereafter, this will become a means of salvation, insha'Allah. Durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is means to receive rahmah. Sending salawat and salutations upon the best of creation is a source to attain good deeds, is a source to get the sins removed from our book of deeds. It is a means to get rahmah, blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a means to get the problems, issues resolved and bala removed, repelled. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Ghamon tum ko jo ghera hai to durood padho. Jo haziri ki tamanna hai to durood padho. Not only in this dunya, but inshaAllah, in the hereafter, as we heard, on the day of judgment, when we will be in difficult time, through the barakah and blessings of this salat ala nabi, inshaAllah azza wa jal, this will become a means of our salvation. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, we will be able to receive the shafa'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. So why shall we not recite durood in abundance, salat ala nabi in abundance? Whenever you get chance, do recite as many times as possible. But there should be one selected time where you should send salawat upon the best of creation, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Because Allah has commanded us, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu تسليما صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.